Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And we've got a massive problem from a game template perspective, because we all need Kane, Ronaldo, and Salah throughout December.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Planet Sky FF, the world where everything revolves around £50,000. My name's Such.
And my name is James.
Just as we hit record, my phone's decided to install an update. And I was just about to pull up my Sky score. So I think it's trying to tell me something.
Don't fucking look.
It was not great at all. Not great at all. We come off the back of a weekend where so many put the armband on Lukaku, Antonio.
Well, not Lukaku.
No? Do you think most people Salah, were in Salah?
Salah, weren't it? Yeah.
Antonio over Kane. Ben White over Gallagher. Didn't work out particularly well. I scored 51 points. Only two players returned.
Hang on, 51?
Sanchez and Salah. no show, Rafinha, Ward-Prowse, Rudiger. 1-pointers from Diaz and Martial. 2-pointers from Ben White and Lukaku. And Ben White as captain and Antonio. Only Salah and Sanchez returned. It was a bad week.
Bloody hell.
Bad, bad week.
I thought I'd had a bad week, but fucking I feel a bit better now.
Dropped about 4,000 in the rankings.
Yeah, we'll do with a score like that. Yeah. Where are you?
8,900 now.
I've dropped about 400 places to basically bang on 2,000. I scored 75 and did not have a good week myself. No shows effective of Rudiger, Rafinha, and basically Ruben Diaz as well for a 1-pointer.
Yeah.
But I did have some other returns on top of yours. So Mo Salah captain. I had nothing from my goalkeeper, Emi Martinez, with a 0. 10 points from Joel Matip. 8 points, Aymeric Laporte. 18 points, Conor Gallagher. You hero on Monday evening at
That's
the Emirates.
That's amazing.
And so funny. You know, you hit...
shot tier and pass tier.
Yeah, but he was on 0 tackles on like 82 minutes, mate.
Oh, wow.
And he hit it. And I think because he hit it so late as well, when they were thinking about man of match, it was like, cool, he's had a good 5 minutes. So he got the fucking man of the match as well.
Yeah. Incredible. I went with Saint-Maximin over Conor Gallagher a few weeks ago because I didn't need Conor Gallagher for the captaincy coverage. And that's proven to be a pain.
I think Gallagher is only second to Tielemans as top scoring midfielder at the moment.
Wow.
It's quite remarkable. I mean, but actually, if you look at that kind of midfield area, I did have a little look this morning. It's quite bunched up. Like, Damari Gray's like sixth on the list or something. He's only about 5-6 points worse off. So it's quite bunched up between a number of them there at that area.
Yeah. So what to do next?
Good question. So the first problem we've got to deal with is Saturday. Oh, no, it's not. It's Friday. We've got a Friday game.
It's a Friday game. Well,
I'm going to hope that most of you already dealt with the problem. And if you haven't dealt with the problem, I'd probably skip it, to be honest. What you got Friday night, Ben White?
Ben White again.
What's your longer-term thoughts with him?
I probably, to be honest, Ben White's a good price. He's not particularly expensive. So I like Ben White. I don't like Arsenal. That's my kind of mindset at the moment. I might put up with it for a little while longer, but I don't really like it long term.
I bought Ben White in the second team purely because he was 0.4 cheaper than Gabriel. And obviously, it was Gabriel that hit the passing tier, and I think actually, as it stands, he's the more likely of the two. But remember,
Ben White hasn't hit many tiers.
No. Isn't any? Yeah. It's the first time an Arsenal player has hit a passing tier since game week one at Brentford when they were obviously chasing the game. And I've spoken so much about how game state affects Arsenal. And that's the case in this particular game. Actually, the passing tier came because they were chasing the game so much and Palace just sat off. That's how it came through for Gabriel in the end. I've got Emi Martinez Friday night.
I'd rather have Martinez than Ben White right now, honestly.
So would I.
Yeah.
However, we'll probably come into this more when we talk about December TV fixtures. He's not staying long term now because I was bashing my head against the proverbial brick wall to about 2 o'clock in the morning this morning off the back of these December TV fixtures trying to figure out a plan. And obviously I need part of a plan to get Harry Kane in the near future. I burnt me on Sunday, but I didn't mind. I celebrated more than any of you who do own him. Martinez is going to go for me after the next single. He's got Southampton on the Friday night. So there's Arsenal, then there's West Ham on a Sunday, which in theory I could use him as a captain again, possibly. I think if like Antonio was out, I possibly would. Then there's a single game day against Southampton. Then I'm looking to sell him. And the player I'm looking to sell him to is David Raya of Brentford. Good entry point. Norwich at home the next day. Good consistent fixtures for a while. Runs through till what we now know is a single game day in December against Watford. You're shit unlucky with a longer-term plan and if your goalkeeper gets injured. And it's money that I need to find to help fund Harry Kane as well. So, and the Harry Kane transfer is then the next day for me after that as well. So can't really wait much longer on it. And then that's no Villa for a while, but then there's no... I see no reason to have the coverage. As I said previously, those for Southampton Villa, I think you look at Villa for the West Ham game. There is a case, maybe, for perhaps people who have, say, Ronaldo, and are looking to bin, and I don't think that's going to be many of you now, looking at the ownership of certain other players. Well, Bamiyang's nearly 50% surged in the top 1,000.
Wow. Yeah, mate. A lot of people went in on him.
A lot of people went in and bought him. At least he scored for you.
Yes.
And he may do again on Friday night. And if he does, he's kind of worth it.
Yeah.
I think for those with Ronaldo, there is a case for Danny Ings or Ollie Watkins this Friday. Other than that, I can't see a reason for it to go in. There's nothing outfield-wise, midfield or defence at Villa that I would be remotely interested in at the moment. Jacob Ramsey was the cheapos, possibly lost his place. Buendia played the last game at the weekend. I'd have no interest in that area at all. Buendia would be such a punt, I wouldn't go there.
No. And while we talk about Friday night's captaincy coverage, we may as well go through captaincy thoughts for the entire weekend. Who are you thinking for Saturday? Just pull up the fixtures.
Well, it's no thinking. It's just what's plan B?
Right.
For me.
Lukaku.
Absolutely.
Job done as well for me.
So Thomas Tuchel made some comments yesterday, which has scared the life out of everybody.
He's tired.
And I think everybody's kind of hoping that he might get a break against Malmo tonight in the Champions League, or he'll be a little bit nervous. Now, interestingly, there's a lot of people like myself who already own Lukaku. And there's a lot of other people will be thinking of buying Lukaku from, I think, Aubameyang, that chain move that was my original plan, this coming Saturday. So I think for those who want to buy, the first thing you need to decide is, right, don't be shocked about it Saturday if he's not in the team. What are you going to do instead?
Yep.
And I think the immediate solution there would be buy a Chelsea defender.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that instead. If Lukaku doesn't play, got City at Brighton, 5:30 game. That feels like a little bit of a gamble as Diaz and Laporte both started again in midweek. Although Brighton are a strong side, I see no reason why it wouldn't be Diaz and Laporte. Alternatives for me would be Damari Gray at home to Watford, which I'm less keen on with Abdullah Doucouré's absence. As obviously people, I guess that's one, Doucouré. Could you go Doucouré to Buendia Friday night? Don't. I think I'd rather go to an Arsenal player, I think, if that was the case, possibly.
Maybe Saka or Smith Rowe.
Saka might be out. That's another problem.
Ouch.
Smith Rowe, maybe. Yeah, it's not great.
Odegaard.
Maybe, to be honest, short term, if you had it, maybe Pepe is the one that's got the explosiveness, like if Saka's still going to be out. But I think you'd be looking over your shoulder every week, wouldn't you,
Gary? Yeah, it doesn't really feel like
you can lose your spot.
A transfer that you can bank on long term.
Everton only won 2 games. Decore missed 9 games last season. Everton only won 2 of them.
Okay.
He's going to be out for sort of 6-7 weeks or so. It's a huge blow because they don't have anyone in the team that can obviously replicate
such a good player, yeah.
What he does. But I think if Lukaku's not in the team, I'd maybe chance my arm with my mate Rafinha against Wolves. Okay. I think maybe, actually.
And
the sensible player, I think, is go to Man City. Player. I guess as Diaz got a break last Saturday,
he's going to play.
He's got to, isn't he?
I'd bank on Diaz playing.
That's probably what I'd do. Otherwise, I'm going Lukaku. Yeah.
And on Sunday, you obviously own Antonio against your own team, Spurs.
Yep.
But obviously, Mo Salah at any time, any place is also a captaincy option. What are your thoughts at the moment?
Well, the best call on Sunday is probably Jamie Vardy.
Yep.
At the moment, on form, actually, ironically, in this particular game. I think it's only Vardy and Salah have hit shot tier 2 more than once, I want to say.
Okay.
Maybe it's twice, but I know they're the top two anyway. There's not been a lot of shot tier 2s so far this season from the attacking players. I think Vardy, I've got Antonio and Salah. It'll be Antonio for me.
I'm very 50-50 at the moment.
And I can understand that.
I'm going to wait and see who plays for West Ham on Thursday night. If Antonio gets 90-minute run out, I might go with Salah. United are just a bit shoddy defensively.
It's not like Antonio's not going to play against Tottenham on Sunday, is it? If
no,
he's fit.
He will play. He will play. I just fancy Salah in his form at the moment, potentially. And more than anything, I think Salah likes to shoot a bit more than what Antonio likes to shoot, but he doesn't often get them on target. So shots on target, I prefer Salah for potentially picking up a tier point or two. I'm genuinely edging towards Salah over Antonio at the moment, but we'll see.
I think the safer play is to go with Salah because of the ownership.
Yep.
I mean, what is he, 92% in the top 1,000 or something?
It's
so
very
like, if you don't captain him, you're absolutely losing.
92.5.
But I think this is a reasonable week that I can try and back against. I've been saying for weeks that I think Antonio will destroy Tottenham on Sunday. So a couple of good performances from Tottenham haven't particularly changed my mind on his capabilities against Tottenham. And I also know that far less people are going to do it because he's just had a couple of blanks, essentially.
Yep.
Yellow card at Everton probably doesn't help people's mood. And I'll be honest, I am looking at trying to move him on. And it's not easy. I've been looking at... obviously, you can't really come off Sunday. The following Sunday, there is a case for Wolves Everton players, obviously the next day on the Monday, if you need a captaincy coverage, but there's not really any. I've got Damari Gray. There's not anything I really want from those teams. Then they play Liverpool the following Sunday, and then it's Wolves the Saturday afterwards. So after the Wolves game is the next escape. Then that only leaves me a choice of 4 teams to go to the next day, which is City and Everton's the early kickoff. Tottenham and Leeds is the later one. Can't get to Cancelo. Even if I go Martinez to Raya, once I've gone Lukaku to Kane,
right,
I'll be a little bit short to go Antonio to Cancelo. That's the move I'd want to make. I could, of course, drag Diaz down to Cancelo, but it doesn't leave me enough for what I then want to do, which is Antonio to Son.
Ah, okay.
I really like the idea of going Kane and Son, as I did at the start of last season for this little spell Tottenham have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work for me. I'm very much keeping an open mind on if I get any players come up injured. Because there's no one... The thing is, there's no one really I want to get rid of. I want Cancelo, is the player that I really want in my team at the moment. Highest scoring defender, smashing it. Capable of major hauls. But there's no one else I'm desperate for. I like what I've got defensively. Diaz, Laporte, Matip, Rudiger. It's fine. I'm obviously moving the goalkeeper on. With the midfield, I don't see too much what I can do with it at the moment. Gray, I need the captaincy coverage. Gallagher's ticking over great. Second highest scoring midfielder in the game at a dirt cheap price. And Rafinha, I'm fairly certain, is going to go off big over the next 5 or 6 game weeks. The midfield I'd want to throw in there at the moment, and I know a lot will be looking at him, is Mbeumo.
Yep.
7.2. And there is a couple of great entry points, one of which is definitely this Sunday. If Antonio had been playing Tottenham on Saturday, it's maybe a move I'd have considered as an alternative, but he just doesn't work for me. I can't see at the moment, if I'm going to get Raya in, why I would go Gallagher to Mbeumo on Sunday, for example. Even that's not going to be enough to fund Antonio to Son or Antonio to Cancelo. So I'd have to move off Gray. That doesn't work. I lose the Wolves Everton captaincy.
Yep.
And I'm not moving off Rafinha at the moment. Just refuse to. So at least they walk into quite a tough December and then it's maybe reassessed. Not at the moment with these fixtures. So I'm keeping an open mind on things like what might happen with Adam Webster coming back for Brighton, yep, for example, because that obviously would open up some money.
Mm-hmm. What price is Tarek Lamptey? Because he's obviously been training as well. He's going to be a bit more expensive.
I haven't got a clue. But I think actually, with Brighton now, you would want to go with one of the centre-backs.
Yep.
You would go with Dunk or Webster. You'd either pay the extra for Dunk or you'd go Webster. And of course, in Brighton's case, we've got Man City and Liverpool in the next two. So even that feels like, oh, I need to wait. And then guess what? The entry points for Brighton are horrendous. For match week 11, they play Saturday. Then there's a Sunday, the 28th.
That's Everton at home.
No, I think that's Brentford have got.
Oh, sorry. Home. I'm looking at.
No, then Leeds, there's Saturday against Saturday. Leeds.
Then West
then
Ham.
Then there are Wednesday, West Ham. But then to get to Brighton on Wednesday, this is going into December now, you're having to come off Leeds or Palace, basically. So what am I doing? Gallagher to Webster or Rafinha to Webster.
And
I can't do that if I've only got three in midfield.
Yeah.
So actually, even an entry point to Brighton doesn't really work. It's probably more a case of the four I've got at the back right now. When something happens to one of them, I might just go to Brighton.
Right.
And then that opens up money.
In terms of the single game days that got announced, we obviously had all of December and the start of January a little bit as well, the first kind of New Year's Day block of fixtures. Did anything get thrown out that you were like, oh, this is going to be a headache?
Yeah, so a few things to note. I mean, there are obviously single game days we can see, but there are more single game days than that effectively on paper. What I mean by that is the one we'd said a couple of weeks ago. Straight away, Tuesday the 30th of November, it's Leeds versus Palace and Newcastle versus Norwich, right? Well, I'm going to guess that nearly none of you have got a Newcastle or Norwich player or have interest in them, except for Sergio's got Alan Saint-Maximin. Some people might have Saint-Maximin.
Yeah.
But for the majority of people, Leeds versus Palace now becomes a single game day.
Yeah.
So that's one. United's fixtures have fallen kind of similar to what we expected. We'd predicted the Thursday and the Sunday fixtures against Arsenal and Palace respectively. That's what's happened. One of the annoying things that's been thrown up is Tottenham's consistent run of Sundays, which then falls back in line to a Saturday. And then there's a run of Saturday fixtures, which means there is no good Harry Kane escape.
Right.
Now, Kane has...
There's no good Tottenham escape, basically, essentially, is what you're saying, yeah.
After the block of four fixtures, which ends with Tottenham playing Norwich on Sunday the 5th, I want to say it is, Serge.
Sunday the 5th.
Then you've got Everton Arsenal as a single game day the next day. That's the only escape. Kane to Aubameyang the next day. That's literally it. But looking at it further afield, it's Brighton the following Sunday. And you'd make a case to say that with the way that those fixtures have dropped on Sunday 12th, he might be best Harry Kane. So that gives you a problem. Then it's Thursday, so there's no escape again. Then it's Sunday against Liverpool. And then it reverts back to Saturdays. And when it reverts back to Saturdays, it reverts to Crystal Palace at home, Southampton away, and Watford away. And I think I'll be captaining him in two of those three if I hold on. So even if I come off, there's a fair chance I'd maybe want to go back anyway. So when I started looking at the planning amongst, I don't need to repeat to you, Brentford, Watford's a single game day and stuff like that. I think we can all see the single game days.
Yeah.
The thing that struck me and was giving me a headache last night was looking at it and going, shit, we've all got a massive problem here. And we've got a massive problem from a game template perspective because we all need Kane, Ronaldo and Salah throughout December.
Okay.
How are we going to do it?
Cheap midfielders.
Well, there is a way round.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of 3-for-1s, no offence to the Hub boys doing their podcast. I like chain moves, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But I have found a hop-on, hop-off Ronaldo Salah 3-for-1 job that works, that means you only miss one Ronaldo game and one Salah game.
And captaincy, is it all covered off with the best possible captain, or are you compromising on captains as well?
I would say it's covered off by the best one, but there are a couple of dodgies. I will explain. So, plan would be, and this is what I've got in my mind kind of set out at the moment. The one beauty, of course, with Salah Ronaldo is 0.1 between them. So as long as you've always got the 0.1 spare, you never have to worry about any money problems with this as well. Of course, one way of doing this is going Ronaldo and Salah. And obviously, if you want to throw in Kane as well, you can. But I don't want to compromise what I've got at the back at the moment. It might be that, I mean, let's take an example. Chelsea games could be postponed because of the Club World Cup, right? So then, oh shit, come on, Chelsea players. Got Rüdiger. Right, great. Rüdiger to Webster. I still can't get that front three off of Antonio. No, it still doesn't work.
Yeah.
So do I have to come right down to, even if I go to like Marcel's and stuff, it's not affordable.
No.
Now, obviously, you can do it. And the optimum way probably to go through December is going to be have Ronaldo, Salah, Kane.
Yeah.
To cover you through. There is one blinding Antonio captaincy in there, by the way, and it might even be a case to say there's a second. So what I'm thinking is...
You're talking about Norwich at home.
Yeah, you've already spotted it, yeah. There's a Norwich home game for Antonio, and he's the best one.
Yeah.
Now, listen, there's no guarantee that Mikel Antonio is going to be
fit by then.
2.5 months, of course not. But kind of putting in the print, I think it's okay to have the principal idea in practice, especially around the premium assets of what you want to do to try and cover the captaincy in the best way. So what I'm looking at is Ronaldo's great fixture run essentially starts from Thursday the 2nd, Arsenal at home.
Yep.
Salah that week has...
It's a midweek, isn't it? He has Everton away.
Everton away. Why is that blatantly not showing on my fixtures? Oh, yes, it is. Sorry.
Yeah.
Everton away. Let me look at my right sheet. Will help me out.
And he then goes on... Ronaldo then goes on to Crystal Palace at home. Mo Salah has Wolves away and then Villa at home. But whilst Salah plays Wolves away, Villa at home, Ronaldo's got Arsenal and Palace at home and Norwich away.
So I've worked it back from a train. I think this is almost easier to do it from backwards. United have two single game days. They've got Wolves on January the 3rd. And there's also effective of Burnley on the 30th. And there's also the actual single game day of Monday the 27th.
Newcastle.
Right. We need Ronaldo from that point.
From Newcastle on the 27th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, from that point, what I'm thinking is not to go back to Salah. There's a simple reason for that. Salah has, from the TV fixtures we can see, Leicester away on Boxing Day, which is not the best captaincy option in my opinion, so we can go against him. And Chelsea away on the Sunday after that as well. Then after that is the African Cup of Nations. And after that might be the overhaul.
Right.
Depending on where they put it this year. So if we work back from there and say, right, got to have Ronaldo when they play Newcastle on Monday the 27th. So before that, I want Ronaldo's three games before that, and I'm going to miss one of Salah. The one of Salah that I'm going to miss before that, the one of Ronaldo I'm going to miss. So I'm going to get Salah when they play Newcastle, and you got Newcastle, Tottenham, Leeds,
then back
and you
to
miss
Ronaldo
at home to Brighton. Which,
so that's a good three.
It's not ideal, but they're a decent side, aren't they, Brighton? And then before that, I'm having Ronaldo for Palace, Norwich and Brentford, and I'm missing Salah when they play Villa at home. But then I can fight against it because Ronaldo's got Norwich away that day.
Mm-hmm.
So by going the 3-for-1s, hop on, hop off, starting with Ronaldo, you miss Salah at home to Villa, you miss Ronaldo at home to Brighton. Other than that, you've got the whole coverage of Ronaldo, Salah and Kane. And I explained that very, very poorly because I'm looking at it through a fucking magnifying glass on my shirt.
No, I looked at it with the fixtures in front of me and it made perfect sense. It's not really, I'm not here to sell Patreon, but if you want to go to patreon.com/planetfpl, James produces an Excel planner and spreadsheet. I mean, you can produce your own as well. But yeah, there is a good planner to look at and it makes perfect sense for me. And so alongside the Salah Ronaldo flip-flop, you will hold Kane throughout.
Yeah.
And Antonio throughout.
At the moment,
another, let's say, for that third striker slot.
At the moment, yes, because for Antonio, there's that Norwich fixture, which you mentioned, which is on Saturday the 18th. And the alternatives that day aren't spectacular at all. City play Leicester, I think I want to say, at the Etihad. Liverpool play... I'm looking at the wrong week, sorry.
Yeah, no. On the week that we play Norwich, I think Manchester City are not playing. United have Brighton. That's the Ronaldo fixture that you've been missing. So yeah, that's the one that you're thinking about. Tottenham, I mean, you've got Brentford at home.
No, not that day.
Southampton have got Brentford at home. You're away at Liverpool, so you don't really want to be picking Kane away at Liverpool, but it's a different game day anyway. So if you don't own Ronaldo, Antonio then automatically becomes your next best.
So what I said I want to do is I want to spin Antonio, but I also then go back. I want to spin him into Sun or something like that if it's affordable, but if it's not, it means he's just going to stick through for me, because actually West Ham's fixtures in December look great as well.
Yep.
Starting with that, I mean, even if you go further back, there's a great entry point back to Antonio.
So if you Burnley.
Yeah, Burnley on Sunday the 12th. Yep. You got Burnley away. And Wednesday the 15th is really interesting, because the headline game is basically Arsenal against West Ham. I think Chelsea is scheduled to play that night at Everton.
Mm-hmm.
But it could get postponed because of the Club World Cup.
Club World Cup.
And then it's you're looking at people like Aubameyang or Antonio to possibly fall into the captaincy that night. Leeds play on the Tuesday. That doesn't particularly work. Tottenham and Liverpool and Leicester are on the Thursday. So you're left with a bit of scraps in terms of who plays on that Wednesday the 15th evening. I think Brighton and Wolves would possibly be an alternative for people, which seems remarkable from a midweek set of fixtures. And so Antonio would fall into line to cover that one for me possibly as well, if Chelsea have their games postponed because of the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
And that's obviously something you should be aware of. The games that could be affected by Chelsea in the Club World Cup are their fixtures against Everton on Wednesday the 15th and their fixtures against Wolves on Saturday the 18th. There are loads of escape points from Chelsea, is the good news. So you could hold them right up to the one before. They play Leeds at home Saturday the 11th, and there are eight teams playing on Sunday the 12th that you could consider immediately, yeah.
Good, good, good. Do you want to go through some of the questions that we've had in on Twitter? Because they always do raise the talking points that are relevant.
You know what it is? I'm not used to looking at that far ahead in fixtures. I've forgotten how to
Feels like we've had quite a long roadmap laid out ahead of us. And interestingly, none of what... I mean, I was looking at it from a West Ham lens. Just my Saturday 3 o'clocks now on a Sunday. The only game we've got televised that was announced is our Boxing Day away game against Palace.
Game's on that day anyway, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
This was a Sky announcement, I thought. So I feel like ours is on Sky. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was none of the other games at home were televised or chopped and changed around. So
I'd say what there also is importantly that did come out of it, which is worth mentioning, is the amount of times we get to see kickoffs of teams. So like we get to see the Man City team a lot.
Right.
Throughout November and December, which is bloody helpful. So that could be one that I'm talking about, say, Diaz to Cancelo. If I'm there and there's a team line up and Diaz isn't in it and Cancelo is, it might just be go.
Just make it happen.
Possibly, yeah.
So Tom Ford has a question, James. And I quite like this question because it raises something that you mentioned earlier in the podcast. What are the best moves off Wolves Sarr, goalkeeper, once he has been used for the Wolves Everton captaincy day? Currently thinking of moving to David De Gea once United's fixtures turn. The reason I like that question is you mentioned that you're going to Raya, and I'm assuming that's because you've got a long-term plan with David Raya to get you through some captaincy coverage, or you just feel Brentford have the best fixtures.
I think in the case of Brentford, there's two really interesting kind of entry points. One is this Sunday, and I think Mbeumo or Raya or Tony. The problem with Tony is it's long-term. he's not really hitting the shots he is at the moment. And he's the best choice, but it just blocks the third striker choice. Exactly that. So you think, oh, midfield's crap and Buemo. And I get that. I get why people are looking at him, and I'm not saying don't. Raya offers the alternative for me in terms of finding the money. That midfield area doesn't, unless they sell Rafinha, which I don't want to do. So there are entry points for Brentford this Sunday. Strongly recommend it. If you want to buy a Brentford player, I wouldn't particularly hesitate. And then there's another one. Then they play Everton at home on Sunday the 28th. And conveniently for Mr. Sar owner, Leeds, Everton, Crystal Palace, West Ham, Norwich. And then you can go to Mr. Raya the next day.
Right. So you'd think that's the best move.
And then it solves your Brentford Watford problem.
Right. There we go.
They're at the moment, this is an interesting one because he's hitting quite a few shots tiers at the moment, but he's one of only four keepers who's first choice at the moment who hasn't hit tier two for saves.
Right.
There's quite a few tier ones, but that's all right. Could mean there's 11 points in there. It could mean it's 3-4 pointers. It ticks over. The thing is, he's the cheapest goalkeeper that we should be considering in the game. That's 1 point. They're second for expected goals conceded in the league at the moment. And they're now about to walk into a nicer run of fixtures.
Yeah, they have had a tough run.
So progressively you think, oh, there might be something there actually. So the Leicester or the Everton fixtures when they're the Sundays are the entry points. I think that's one for Sart. You're coming off a little bit before the end of Wolves' good run, but at least you're coming off after Norwich. You're coming off after a good one to then start the next chain.
Mm. Amrabat Man Joe, thoughts on selling Sar, Watford Sar this time, James, for Mbuomo on Sunday?
You can actually hold that on Sar one more and get Burnley at home and then go to Raya away to Tottenham actually instead. Sorry.
There we go. Amrabat Man is asking about Watford Sar to Mbuomo on Sunday. You did mention you don't mind anyone going to Brentford this week because that's where you get the game.
I think that's a fair shout. I don't mind holding Sar. What's interesting about him, the next two are okay, Everton away and Southampton. I think Everton, because of Decore, looks a little bit more attractive now. He did play through the middle against Liverpool. Now, we don't have the info right now to know if that's likely to stick. I think if he plays that position again against Everton at the weekend, I'd be inclined to want to hold it a bit more, even in the case of these really rough fixtures that they have coming up. I'd possibly be thinking of keeping him, actually.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah, if you want to go Sar to Mbeumo on Sunday, it's fine. It'll get you some more money in the bank. But Sar's one of the top scoring midfielders in this game as well.
Yeah, he's been doing well. FPL discussion. If we still have JWP, put my hand up because that's me included, do we now just hold on?
Well, you can answer that question.
Yes.
Simple as that, yeah.
Yeah, he's my captaincy coverage, so I need him for that single game day.
If he's still there, there's two reasons why he's still there. One, because you still want him for the Villa game, and that's reasonable. I think everyone had a choice, either keep or get rid. Or two, just fucking lazy and forgot. And if you're lazy and you forgot, keep him. And if you've still got him, keep him.
Answers so, that.
Yeah, you've come this far. You're nearly there now.
Thomas White wants to know, he bought in Saka and says, what a shit move that was. Recommendations of who I could move him on to. I'll wait till after Friday. No money in the bank.
You need to find some. And on Sunday, you should buy Suj.
Let's
see if Suj has been listening.
Mbuomo.
Mbuomo. Mbuomo. Mbuomo. I think that, honestly, that's your solution.
Yeah. That's not a bad one to move on
that's
to.
That's going to put you, 1.4 in the bank or something? You can upgrade something else.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Steve Wright currently has Ben White and Tielemans in his team, which cover two of Everton's single game days. Is it worth keeping White up until then and skipping Wolves? Was going to move White onto Cancelo or Azpilicueta this weekend?
Just a note on, because I didn't mention it, Everton Leicester, Monday the 20th of December. It's currently listed as a Monday night. It's not likely to be a Monday night. It's dependent on the Carabao Cup result next week between Leicester and Brighton, which is at the King Power. If Leicester beat Brighton, that fixture will revert to a 12 p.m. kickoff on Sunday the 19th. In terms of Ben White, holding him because they've got a Monday night fixture against Everton ages away, No. You don't.
Yeah, I mean,
you
that
don't...
fixture's the 6th of December.
You don't need to hold players when players have got Monday night fixtures, because you can go and buy them back on a Monday night fixture. The Ward-Prowse one, because of the Friday, is so much more awkward. In the case of Villa, we've kind of identified there's a game you could either go this Friday and you can justify it if you're captaining the player, or you can go to Sunday when they play West Ham. You could captain them then. Watkins or Ings, you get effective 4-0 over everybody bar Norwich, Leeds, West Ham, Wolves and Everton. It's worth it. You can still go to Sunday. The Southampton, there's no good entry point to get back to them. I would not be holding on the sake of there's a Monday night game in 6 or 7 game weeks' time.
Yep. I'm with you on that as well. And you're skipping the Wolves game, which is actually closer
even just think about it like this as well. You're selling Ben White on, from a Friday, and I'm not saying you should sell, everybody each to their own, but I wouldn't hold him because of the Everton fixture in however many weeks it is. You're selling on a Friday, you're buying on a Monday if you want to go back, and you don't have to go back to the same player, you can go to someone else, right? Let's say that it's in 6 game weeks time. Right, so Ben White has got 4 games in the middle, and everybody else has got 6 games in the middle. You got a gain in the middle as well.
Yeah.
If that leads to other captaincy as well, it becomes effective 7s, 8s for 4s. I wouldn't hold because of that, a player like that, who at the moment's not hitting pass and tier, not particularly justifying it. No. The only things I'd say is their fixtures are right. There's a couple of dirty ones in there, like Liverpool away, but they've got some very good home fixtures, in fairness.
Steve's got a simple question here. Torres's injury threw his plans into chaos, so that's your context. Has every captaincy day between now and the end of December covered with 3 planned substitutions, except for Villa Southampton? The options on the table are Mendy to Martinez, Tielemans to JWP, or Skip.
If I owned Edward Mendy, and his ownership's massive, I want to say it's about 45% in the top 1,000, wow, which is massive for a goalkeeper. I would not want to be getting rid. There is a case for it.
Because, Mendy to Martinez, specifically. Yeah.
There is a case for it. You can go to that game, obviously, when Villa play West Ham, Sunday the 31st. Then you've got the Friday night game as well. And then you can either go back, or you can run through, or you could chain move it and do what I'm doing and look at going David Raya the next day. You will miss Mendy at home to Burnley. Then Chelsea do have a more difficult run of fixtures, but I think Chelsea have kind of proven to us all that they'll keep a clean sheet in any game and it doesn't overly matter, right? So if you come off that player, you know the risk, but I would go to Martinez. Tielemans to Ward-Prowse just doesn't work.
No, it's not worth it, and he's the top scoring midfielder.
Doesn't work. You've just seen Tielemans haul against Manchester United. So what game do you want to lose Tielemans for?
Yep, agreed. You wouldn't.
He's the highest scoring mid in the game at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. FPL depression. Who are the best replacements for Doucouré in midfield? Sub 8 million. Long term hold. No captaincy coverage required. Mbeumo on Sunday.
It's honestly the one I'd buy, yeah. Yeah, it's not working
for me.
It's nice
that we've got a title for this episode. Mbeumo on Sunday.
We don't even know how to say it, though. Mbeumo on Sunday.
Mbeumo on Mbeumo. Sunday. Yes.
Well, wasn't there a chocolate that sounded similar?
No, are you thinking about Mbongo, the drink?
No, I wasn't thinking of the drink. Isn't there a chocolate that sounded a bit like it as well?
No.
Is it Bueno or something like that?
Kinder Bueno.
Kinder Bueno, thank you.
There you go.
Useless. Yeah, that's where I'd go. I think for the transfer and what I'm doing with Raya, I don't need to do Gallagher to Mbeumo. I can understand others will be looking at that.
Yep.
As I said, I'm not getting rid of Rafinha at the moment. And I can't really get rid of Damari Gray at the moment. So at the moment, it stays for me.
Chancer, Dan, he's a nervous Markel owner, just like me. Although I'm not so nervous. Just keep riding the train as it's going along.
I want to say he's top for tier one tackles. Markel.
Is he?
Yeah.
If he does miss the Leeds game, would you hold and risk your captaincy versus Everton, or go sideways to Kilman, or do something else?
I would probably wait for the Monday night game.
Yeah, just deal with it. then
move it. It was something we spoke when we first spoke about him. I think probably overhaul period, and we were saying the one good thing here is in Ait Nori if he nicks his place, because it might not be Kilman. If Marcel's not going to play, it's probably Ait Nori. You might decide that's the way you want to go. Personally, I think I'd probably go Kilman. But there are alternatives at similar value that you can get away from within the same team. And the ideal time to do that, if you're going to make that sideways switch, is when you see a team lineup.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would probably, at that value, I wouldn't be stressing. You look at it and go, where can you go on Sunday the 24th? The only one I could say to come off Marcel, if you want to move on Sunday 24th, is probably Brentford, like someone like Pinnock.
Okay.
Because they've got defenders at similar value to that. It's not ideal. I think like there's a better option for Brentford in goalkeeper, midfield and attack in this format. So there'd be plenty on Pinnock and it's absolutely fine. I just wouldn't go and buy there personally myself at the moment. Well, unless that's the one that facilitates for you.
You can kind of answer Hornet's question at the same time with Brentford. And Mbeumo or Tony for Sunday. No issues with getting either in terms of flexibility of formation. No need for the money and no need for captaincy coverage. So literally straight shootout.
I think in my case, if Antonio had been playing Tottenham on Saturday, I would have considered Antonio to Tony.
Right. So but you think Tony's got more chance of shot tiers?
Because then that would have opened up to then, that's what I said, go back to Antonio when West Ham played Burnley, like December the 12th, and just hold that through for quite a while. They've got good fixtures, right? They're playing well. They look a good side. They've got good fixtures. They've got cheap assets. The kind of things you want in this game, right? I mean, there is a case I'm sort of saying no to Pinnock, but actually, if it works for you, that move works. Was he 6.4 or something?
He's Pinnock? Very cheap.
It works. It becomes an enabler. That's your kind of sideways from Marcel to consider. In Dan's case, the original questioner, like he's probably leaving himself short for Wolves Everton. But if Marcel's not in the team on Saturday and he's got Damari Gray sitting there as well, then I'd say, yeah, for him in that circumstance, Pinnock works. Consider going there on the Sunday. Covers potentially Brentford, Watford further down the line. In terms of Tony versus Mbeumo, Tony, but it blocks you.
Yeah,
that's and Mbeumo doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Ron wants to know that he sees the likes of Ronaldo, Lukaku and Kane struggle recently when being given the armband. Other than Salah, is it better to captain bonus point magnet defenders over some of these attacking players?
This will swing again. It's only 3-4 weeks ago. It was, oh my God, everyone. I'm sure this team's still sitting there now with Ronaldo, Lukaku and Salah, right? Time to think about spreading some of that money, I'd suggest. And it will come back again. We're already looking at December and going, shit, there's a big Ronaldo, Salah, Kane problem. Are you going to go all three? Are you going to work out the way to manoeuvre it? Are you going to copy what I'm planning to do? But Lukaku doesn't look like an option to me in this game from the point that those of us who own him, the point that we sell him until again probably January, February when they have these fixtures come round again. That might depend on where the overhaul falls.
Yep.
He might be one that needs to go in at the second overhaul actually.
FPL Oakwell did Salah to Aubameyang for your 7-for-2 special. Salah's killing him.
I didn't recommend sending Mo Salah
Best time to get Salah back straight away this Sunday?
I'm pretty sure it was a sell Ronaldo, not a sell Mo Salah.
When's the best time to get Salah back? This Sunday?
A couple of weeks ago.
Just get it done after Villa's Friday game.
Yeah.
And in your dreams, he wants to know, he's also got Aubameyang, wants to get rid of him after Villa.
Yeah.
Where to go? He's thinking double City defence, bringing Laporte alongside Rudiger and Azpi. So double City, double Liverpool, or is tempted by KDB or Lukaku. Basically, where to go after Aubameyang?
Priority for me would be Lukaku if he's in the team, if you haven't got on Saturday. Get him in for those three fixtures, sell him, chain it
Aubameyang to Lukaku, assuming you have the money.
And then to Kane.
Yep.
So you need to work moves ahead in terms of financials.
Yep. Andy, let's talk FPL, wants to know if you were going to do...
Andy, as in let's talk?
Yes, talk Andy.
Oh my God, it's probably about 20 replies to his message.
8, to be fair. If you were going to do an Aubameyang to Kane switch,
yep.
Would you do it this week or game week 12? So get Aubameyang for Leicester, Watford, Liverpool. Kane's got West Ham, Man United, Everton in the next three. That Watford game for Aubameyang falls the same day as Salah versus West Ham.
And the same day that Kane plays Everton. Yeah, for me, I would... what's important to reference here is you can say, this is what I'd do, because I would look at it and go, right, well, I've got Antonio covers me this Sunday and I'm quite happy about it. I'd look at that Sunday the 7th and go, I've got Salah, that covers me, Kane. I think the fact that the Watford fixture will possibly open up another captaincy for Aubameyang. What Andy won't like about it is, if he's going to sell Aubameyang when Arsenal play Liverpool on Saturday the 20th, which is the perfect time to get Kane, the 7th or the 21st are the two real entry points into Harry Kane if you don't own or you're intending not to own before then. The problem is, you get as far as the Liverpool game, look at Arsenal next Saturday after that, the 27th, Newcastle at home. And I think you'd end up, the answer there, Andy, is you'd end up waiting for the Newcastle game, I think. Because when Kane plays Leeds, you've got the City team you'll get to see against Everton. So if you've got any City coverage, like Diaz, Laporte or Cancelo or whatever they're playing, I think you go, well, this will do me for today. And then if you were in that position and they didn't play, then okay, fine, you've got to make the move then, or Aubameyang to Kane and get him in. Otherwise, I think you'd end up holding for the Newcastle fixture the following Saturday. How could you come off at the moment?
Yeah.
You'd look at it like that, wouldn't you? Kane versus Leeds or Aubameyang versus Newcastle?
Simples.
It's close, isn't it?
Yep.
It's close. So you'd possibly wait longer. I would probably hold through, Andy, rather than rush to get Harry Kane at the moment.
And the last couple of questions come from FPL Hambone. This one, I think, is easy. And
Mr. Who?
FPL Hambone.
Great name.
The second question I'll ask first, because I think it's the title of the pod. would you be against switching from St. Maximin to James?
Mbeumo.
On Sunday. opens doors for a switch to Martinez.
Are you
going to
buy Mbeumo?
I think I probably just will.
Well, I'm obviously probably not.
Mbeumo on Sunday opens the doors for Martinez... to switch to Martinez for a single game day captaincy. St. Max to Mbeumo on Sunday?
Yeah, don't mind that.
Cool. And the last question we have discussed, I don't know if there's any kind of summarising thoughts you might have. What have we learned from the December TV fixture reveal? Has it changed?
You've got St. Maximin, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you are actually going to make that move on Sunday. No, you are. Yeah. I know you are.
How have they changed your transfer plans in the December TV fixtures? Anything... Other than, we mentioned the Salah, Ronaldo, hokey-cokey. Yeah.
What you got to remember is we've got the full picture, but we haven't. So Everton Leicester, I would say, is more unlikely than likely to be a Monday night. We don't need to make decisions on that now. By the time Everton have their single game day at Wolves, we'll know if we need that Everton fixture further down the line or not, because those midweek Carabao Cup fixtures are next midweek. So we'll find that out soon enough. But more the point is, I don't want to kill myself on the planning when I don't know what's happening with Chelsea and that Club World Cup. Because obviously if they're off, their assets have got to go. Now, I've only got one, but then what I do with the Rudiger money for there would be massive. If Chelsea's Club World Cup is not going to be till January or February, which these are being discussed as possibilities at the moment, nothing's confirmed, then I don't want to lose Rudiger because it's the only Chelsea asset I've got. Considering I'll be selling Lukaku for Kane.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do own Lukaku right now.
He's going to go, right? Yeah. So Rudiger would always offer a really nice kind of fullback option for a Chelsea captaincy. There's a Wednesday night at Watford and stuff like that. If there's mass rotation, he's in the team, you can just go, fine, I've got the team line up, he's in it, I trust them, off we go. So I wouldn't particularly want to lose him. As I said, the Rudiger fixtures all the way up to the end is really nice. Problem is, where you'd want to go, I think, from a Rudiger, for example, and there'll be people listening who've got three or four Chelsea defensive players, like Mendy, Rudiger, Azpilicueta and Christensen, something like that. You need to be consciously aware that this may come up. But you don't have to act on it urgently because there are so many escape routes. So many escape routes. But one of the places I would recommend going, and the problem is this doesn't work great, you have to consider Manchester United. Two reasons. One, obviously the fixture switch, great. Secondly is, there are so many single game days for Ronaldo, and he's going to be kind of 100% owned in the top 1,000 for the majority of it, towards certainly at least the back end of December. What happens if he's left out?
Fallback plan you need.
You might. Just in case, because we've seen it, haven't we? What's the chances of Ronaldo, as much as we look at the end of them fixtures, what's actually the chances of Ronaldo playing on the 27th, the 30th and the 3rd? Monday, Thursday, Monday.
Yeah,
with relatively straightforward fixtures.
Yeah, it'd be no surprise to me if he played 2 out of 3.
So you probably want a backup plan. And as much as they don't look like great options now, it might be when we look in December that something like Rudiger to Varane, Rudiger to Maguire might be a very sensible move, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not booking those into my planning now because I don't know what's happening with Chelsea. I think my recommendation for December would start to get an understanding of what you're doing with the premiums and the captaincy. Focus on that first, then we can look in a couple of weeks about what we do about more kind of routine moves. Do I need Everton, Arsenal coverage, that kind of thing.
Indeed.
Sort out your captaincy in terms of a basic plan first.
Sounds good. Listeners, I hope that's given you a rundown of your Sky FF for this week. We still have content coming out for you tomorrow. Clash of the Correspondents. Who do you have on, James?
Tomorrow is McTavish, FPL footballer, Crystal Palace versus Newcastle.
How's Sai doing?
He's happy at the moment, I would say.
Newcastle Correspondents happy.
I didn't stick the boot in after Tottenham's victory against them on Sunday. And Mig's very happy as well because they're looking a good side.
Yeah, doing well this
year. Yeah, only two teams have played in the bottom half so far, Arsenal and Leicester.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that for a stat. So, I mean, they've got good fixtures. That's, again, why do I want to get rid of Gallagher? They've got good fixtures to come. Just to clarify that Ronaldo Salah stuff that I was saying earlier. So it basically means missing Salah against Villa at home and missing Ronaldo against Brighton at home. That's it for December. Now, you know that those two players are going off in those two fixtures, but that's the best way I can see of covering as much as possible.
Okay. Wherever you listen to the podcast, make sure you are subscribed, like kind of Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and everywhere else that we may be. And if you are on YouTube, give the video a thumbs up if you enjoyed it. Whack something in the comments, and we will be back at you tomorrow and Friday. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, everyone. Good luck this week. Be nice to each other. Cue music, please, man. Ciao.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Sports Social Podcast Network.